When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
In today's episode, let's talk about building resilience. This is something I talk a lot about in my new upcoming course, The Practical Behavior Approach, and I wanted to cover on the podcast here as well, because it is so important, and we can start teaching this at the earliest age in the most simple ways. You don't even realize it, but you are already building resilience with your kids, and you didn't even know. So let's start off, what is resilience? Resilience is the ability to overcome serious hardship. It's the ability to bounce back from stress, failure, mistakes, or adversity. Our ability to experience a wide range of emotions and feel like ourselves is really a part of what resilience is. We can still have hard things happen. We can still deal with challenging emotions, and we can still kind of move back on and continue on with our day and with our lives. Resilience is really closely related to emotional regulation, which we talked about last week, as well as problem solving. I feel like the three of these categories and topics work kind of really nicely together. We need emotional regulation, we need problem solving, and we need resilience. And these all are really integrated. When we're working on emotional regulation, we're building up resilience. When we're teaching problem solving skills, we're in some way touching on emotional regulation and building resilience as well. So these three things work really nicely together. Dr. Rebecca Kennedy says, happiness is dependent on regulating distress. If you think about what your goal is for your child, for your student, and at some point we probably get to happiness, right? Our goal is that our kids are happy. That's what we want them to be. But really, our goal is that they're resilient. Because in order to be happy, we need to be able to manage hard things. Hard things are going to happen in life. We're going to feel lonely, left out, anxious, nervous, frustrated, angry. And in order to reach that goal of happiness, we need to be able to regulate those challenging emotions and challenging interactions. That's what leads to happiness. So the goal is really resilience over happiness, because resilience is what gets us to a happy child. Let's talk about how this relates to anxiety and stress. So anxiety is the intolerance of discomfort, right? When we don't know how to cope with big emotions, our body has a stress response. That is in turn anxiety. We too often wrongly focus on getting rid of those negative emotions instead of responding to them. It's kind of that idea if you're like, oh, don't worry about the big test tomorrow. Don't worry about what's coming up this weekend. The more times you tell yourself not to worry about something, what happens? You worry about it more and more and more. It becomes this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. So resilience is directly related to supporting our kids that have a lot of anxiety. Instead of dismissing those emotions related to the anxiety, instead our goal is to teach that, hey, discomfort and hard emotions are a part of life. And when hard things happen, we can talk about them and get through them together. That's the message that we want to send our kids, and we can do that by building up resilience. Now, how do we do that? We learn resilience through experiences. Every time you are building emotional regulation and problem-solving skills, you're also touching on resilience, as I said earlier. Resilient kids feel powerful in healthy ways. They feel confident. They know that they have strategies and supports in place to handle things that are coming at them because of their learning history. This also is going to build amazing things like self-esteem and self-confidence. So now that we know what resilience is and why it's important, let's spend a little bit of time touching on some strategies that you can use in the home or school setting to build up resilience in your learners. The first one's the most simple. Try something hard again. If a child does something hard and fails, instead of swooping in and solving that problem for them, we're going to support them in trying again. Such a small distinction can really build up incredible problem-solving skills and create that more resilient individual. That, hey, the adult's not going to be the one to solve the problem for you. You have the skills to try again. Now, that's not saying that we're just going to stand idly by and like watch them fail again and again and again. We can be nearby, we can provide supports, we can model, we can give directive cueing, we can give prompts, but we're going to empower that child to try again. So think about that next time your child makes a mistake or fails at something or falls off the monkey bars or does the math problem wrong. Instead of giving that right answer or telling them not to do it again, give some suggestions and tweaks on how they can do it again differently and empower them to be successful. This relates to my next strategy, fine-tune your error correction. When a child does make a mistake or needs some error correction, instead of right away swooping in with that right answer, like I just said, allow the opportunity to be successful on their own by asking some leading questions. Hey, why do you think you got this question wrong? What could we do to find the next answer? Could we reread the passage and see if we get the answer correct that time? Why do you think you fell off the monkey bars? Do you think if you went more slowly, you might be able to stay on? So fine-tune how you support kids when they make a mistake. A lot of the opportunities to build resilience come when those mistakes happen.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And kind of segueing right into our third strategy here, do not punish mistakes. Mistakes are part of learning. It's part of the process. Teach and encourage that growth mindset that mistakes and missteps and obstacles are a totally normal and appropriate part of learning, because they are. We don't do everything perfectly the right time, right? Sometimes we have to stumble a little bit, and that's okay. So we do not punish mistakes. We allow mistakes to happen. And then what happens after the mistakes is our opportunity to build resilience. So in general, these first three strategies of trying something hard again, fine-tuning your error correction, and not punishing mistakes really could all encapsulate by allowing mistakes. Right? We could kind of summarize all these. Allow mistakes and use mistakes as a learning opportunity. The fourth strategy, promote healthy risk-taking. Taking risks is when our kids learn their boundaries, learn what they can do and cannot do. This is a great problem-solving strategy, and this is so, so imperative for building and creating resilient adults. Healthy risk-taking. Now, this is not to say like, okay, Johnny, good luck. Go walk home by yourself. Figure it out. That's a healthy risk. No, of course not. Healthy risks. What are things just beyond their skill set or things that they're doing? What's that kind of next level that you can be there for, be supportive, be nearby, give helpful suggestions, model, give prompts. We can scaffold to the next level, but encourage that and promote that. Think about right now successful adults in your life. And we can use that word successful in quotes. Successful doesn't necessarily mean has this great job, has a lot of money. Successful really relates to happiness, right? Who has great friendships, a great family, who's great at communicating, who in general seems really happy. Those people probably have taken healthy risks in their life, right? That's what leads to that resilient adult. So think about areas in the day. How can we promote healthy risk-taking, and how can we use that to build resilience? The next strategy, reinforce the effort, not the result. I feel like this is a kind of consistent mindset and strategy that I share throughout the whole practical behavior approach course. It comes up again and again in reinforcement, in clarifying expectations, in all types of preventative areas, as well as the skill building area of resilience, that we want to provide reinforcement for the effort our kids are giving, not necessarily the result. The result may not always be perfect, but that's okay. What we want to give reinforcement for, praise for, attention to, is the effort our kids are giving. That is so important to not only create resilient adults and resilient children, but also to build up that connection that you have with the child and to increase positive pro-social behaviors. This is an important strategy for decreasing negative behaviors. If our kids know that their effort is going to be praised, reinforced, no matter what the result is, they are then less likely to use those negative behaviors, right? That they know might give them the result they want. If we are acknowledging that effort, we are building rapport, we are strengthening that connection, and we are showing that kid that, hey, you are making progress. Doesn't have to be perfect. That's okay. And this is going to really, in a big way, lead to resilience. And the last strategy is model. Model resilience, and in particular, model self-compassion. If our kids watch us be really hard on ourselves for little mistakes, or, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot this, I'm so sorry, and we kind of perseverate on forgetting something or being late, and we don't give ourselves grace, they think that that's how life is, right? Instead of, man, you know what? I was really busy this morning. I had a ton to do and I was tired. It's no wonder I forgot this. So, you know what? I'm going to be nice to myself. I'm going to give myself a pass. And next time, I'm going to try even harder. I'm going to wake up earlier. I'm going to make sure to set things out the night before so this won't happen again. So model that self-compassion. Model giving that grace that, yeah, we make mistakes and it's okay. We can move on and kind of bounce back. So my goal in this short and sweet episode on resilience for you is to think about some practical ways that you can incorporate resilience skill building into your day. How can you look at and reevaluate how you approach mistakes? How can you encourage healthy risk-taking? How can you reinforce the effort? All of these little tweaks to your interactions with your kids are meaningful and are important and can have a really big impact on emotional regulation, on problem solving, and on resilience. So if you are into this topic, if you're like, oh my gosh, I need more, this is what I need for my kids, for my students, I highly encourage you to check out my upcoming Practical Behavior Approach course. I am so extremely excited about this course. We go in depth into a three-tiered model of how to prevent problem behavior, how to respond when problem behaviors happen, and how to build up those missing skills. Things like resilience, emotional regulation, sustained attention, flexibility, things that we've been talking about on the podcast. We're going to go super in depth within this course. This course is rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis as well as trauma-informed strategies. And this course is designed for any gen ed or special ed learner that is struggling with appropriate behaviors. So check it out. It's coming soon. The link for the waitlist is in the show notes. And when you sign up for that waitlist, we have a special promo coming for you once the course goes live. So hope to see you there. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.